This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There is, it's easy to believe, a big tech industry game of keeping up with the Joneses going on in Silicon Valley. Apple's building a whiz-bang new headquarters you might have heard about. Facebook bought up 56 acres for its campus a number of years ago. Now comes Google. The company is expected to lay out its plans this week. Marketplace's Adam Allington explores the history of Silicon Valley and its biggest inhabitants.
It's tempting to look at Apple, Facebook, and Google and say that Silicon Valley would be nowhere without them. But that's not really the case. First, the defense industry moved in, then the semiconductor makers in the 1980s, then the dot-com bubble, and now the mobile internet.
Silicon Graphics has come and gone. Sun Microsystems has come and gone. You know, and companies stepped in to fill their place.
Michael Kasperzek is a city councilman in Mountain View, California, headquarters to 20,000 Google employees. Unlike, say, Ford Motor Company a generation ago, he says companies like Google aren't necessarily as enmeshed in the local economy.
Well, you know, Google doesn't do anything to generate sales tax. We don't tax the internet. We don't tax searches. We don't tax ad revenue.
Unlike previous eras where a company with the size and clout of a Facebook or Google could essentially own a town like Mountain View, that is not the case in 2015.
To call the Silicon Valley community's new company towns may be a bit of an overstatement.
Michael Wu is the dean of the College of Environmental Design at Cal Poly in Pomona.
As much as the high-tech companies might want that level of control, they don't have that level of control. And even some of their own employees, as voters, wouldn't necessarily vote to support what might be in the best interest of the companies.
Wu says the Googles and Apples of the world have largely resisted the urge to throw their weight around in local politics. And to its credit, he says Google is even talking about ways it might create new affordable housing for its employees. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.